Hello, in today's episode, we are going to talk about how somebody can build a machine learning model with zero exposure to writing code. So stay tuned.
Hello, and welcome back to our new episode on Talking AWS for Data Science. Today here, I'm Deepthi along with Kali. Today, bringing back again another new topic on AWS. So, Kali, what are we going to speak about today?
So, this episode, especially, I'm very excited because it struck me about the need of being a programmer to apply data science, right? Because a lot of people say that unless you could code in Python, you can't actually become a data scientist. So what is your view on coding versus non-coding for data science?
Oh, that's nice. I think it's all about programmers versus non-programmers. This is a very nice topic because when we talk about a team while developing a product, we have a bunch of people who are having very good programming skills. But on the other side, you have people who come with very minimalist programming skills, and they also want to understand how those data science models are working. Well, for that, I think AWS has given a thought in this, and there is SageMaker Autopilot, which helps people with non-programming skills to actually go ahead, train their own models, and also deploy them.
That looks like a complete boon for people with no programming skills. Okay, let's structure our conversation this way, right? So I'll give you an example, and then you help me how that example can be taken over on AWS cloud. So everybody uses ServiceNow, right? Because that's a ticketing system. I'm sure every organization uses ServiceNow to process a lot of their asks. So there is always a big team for ServiceNow because based on the description of the ticket, this team sits across and then they decide which support channel that the ticket has to go through. That's a huge task, and a lot of times a ticket gets delayed if it gets into the wrong channels. So it's a very time-saving kind of an application. So let's say I am the support manager. I have no idea of data science, but I've got the data. So I've got the data of past 1 year of tickets, their text description of what the ticket is about, and then the department to which the ticket has been assigned. So I've got the data of last 1 year. So now, as a service manager with no data science experience and no programming skills, how could I go ahead and then build a system which can tell me which department the ticket has to be routed to? So now you start explaining how we could do it.
So again, as I already told, SageMaker Autopilot will be the solution here. So how I'll just start explaining as to how you use it based on your situation. So what I understand in your situation is you don't understand any Python code, which is a basic prerequisite for, to start developing a data science model. And the problem which you said is a typical classification or a multi-class classification problem where you have a text and then based on the text, the machine reads the text and assigns it to some particular department, right? This means you have labeled data in hand. Okay, so all what you have to do is take this labeled data and put it in a S3 bucket. That is, you are uploading your data into an S3 bucket. And once you once the data is uploaded in S3 bucket, you can directly go and open your SageMaker Autopilot. And in SageMaker Autopilot, you have something called as experiments. Just open that experiments page and then you have to do 5 steps. So what are those 5 steps? First, you'll have to just give the path where your data is sitting. You know your data is sitting in your S3 bucket. So just copy the URL path, paste it here. The second thing what it needs is, it needs to understand what is your target variable. So what is target variable? What is the classification over here? Because that is the ultimate output you want, right? It needs to understand the text and also tell you which department the ticket has to go. So that is what is the target variable. So you have to tell the machine, hey, look, the column named so and so is my target variable. And then what you do is you also give it a path where to put your model after training. So that is again definitely going to be your S3 bucket, because that is the place where you store your things. Next, there are two more things. You will have to choose the type of data science model which you are building. So now again, this is a confusion here. Now there could be regression models, there could be classification models, there could be multi-class classification models. So as non-programmers, by looking at the problem, most probably we will tend to know as to what kind of a problem this is. Generally, we know whether it's a regression problem or a classification problem. And for your case, it will be a multi-class classification problem. Well, there could be a case where you don't understand in which category this problem is falling. So in that case, Autopilot gives you an option of auto. So it reads the data, understands the data, and then understands whether it has to do a classification, regression, or a multi-class classification problem. Okay, so this is one more input which you have to give. Finally, you also need to tell the model or tell the machine which kind of a accuracy metric are you looking for. Okay, so now when we are talking about classification, we should tell whether we are going to use accuracy, precision, or recall. Again, precision and recall might be too heavy because these are again terms coming from data scientist perspective. So the general way is to choose your accuracy of a model, and accuracy is as good as a layman accuracy. It just gives you the percentage of the right classifications. So you just choose accuracy there. And that's it. You click on the button to create your model, and your model starts training based on the given data.
Amazing. So all I could figure is just two steps, right? So I got my ServiceNow dump into a CSV. I upload it into S3 bucket, and then I give the part of the S3 bucket. I select auto because I don't know what model I need to build, and I tell them that you need to select the category of the ticket as the target variable. And then AutoML or Autopilot in SageMaker builds the proper model that you need. So how does it build? I mean, does it directly choose an algorithm and then select an algorithm and then build a model there? How does Autopilot make some decision?
So in order to explain this, we'll just take a step backward and see what we data scientists do. What do? They get the data, they do some kind of feature engineering. That is, they go deep into the features or the columns of the data, and then they build the model, and then they deploy the model, right? So these are the basic steps which Autopilot is also doing at the back end. But when we are talking about data set, understanding the data set, or feature engineering, or which is also generally called as exploratory data analysis, what happens is there are many number of steps. And for these many number of steps, you have many methods or algorithms also that run behind. Okay, so that means you imagine there are n number of combinations which can be done only for feature engineering or the exploratory data analysis. So what it does is it actually runs different models with different combinations. Okay, and then it starts building models also with different algorithms. Like if, for example, if you are talking about this classification problem, it starts building with logistic regression, and then it starts building with XGBoost classifier. So it keeps building models, and it will start finding what is the best model suited for you based on the metric you have given. You have said, I want the best accuracy. So it keeps building models until it gets the best accuracy. And then what it does is, it is not just going to throw away these models somewhere. It is going to give you the log of all the models, all the feature engineering procedures which it has tried, so that you also, if you want to understand, in case you want to go and tell your business stakeholders, hey, look, this is what I have done, step one, step two, step three. So you could go back and see what the model has done and start explaining it to them.
See, that I see as a great advantage that SageMaker Autopilot provides, because you have AutoML models outside as well, right? You could use AutoML from Scikit-learn, and you could use AutoML by other vendors. But the main differentiation factor of SageMaker AutoML is it'll tell you what happens inside the entire process. So it is no more a black box. Everything else kind of keeps it a black box. But if I'm in an organization, I would actually want to know what happened. Like what feature engineering has been done? Has a PCA been performed on my data? Or have some columns have been imputed? Or have some missing values have been replaced? So I would like to understand exactly what went during the process. So SageMaker Autopilot is a great tool which will give you all of those details. And then once you have a list of all models, you could select the model which performs the highest and then simply click a button beside it called as deploy. And the moment you do that, your model that has been built from the data is automatically deployed. So which means me being a support manager who just has data about my ServiceNow tickets can go ahead and build a machine learning model under 1 hour. All it takes is like a 5 minute tutorial, or maybe if you have listened to this podcast, you by yourself must be able to do it. But tell me some concepts on how a data scientist can benefit from Autopilot.
Yeah, there is an option in Autopilot where you could do your data exploration, or you could, there's an option where you just click and you say generate code. So there, once you select the best model and click on generate code, it actually generates the entire code which it has pre-processed for you on a Jupyter notebook. So a data scientist who can actually understand the code could go back and check, or maybe, you know, fine tune it, or maybe add some additional things and start you building your model from that point rather than doing it from scratch, right? So it is not only that you are using, it is not only like SageMaker Autopilot is useful only for non-programmers, even for seasoned data scientists, it'll be helpful because the insights are already there and you start building it from there. You don't have to reinvent the wheel right from the scratch, right?
Exactly. So those are all the advantages that you will have if you are using SageMaker Autopilot. So why wait? Just go ahead and start creating an AWS account. And then if you got some data, just go ahead and then give it a try. So having said that, so this is all for this week, guys. So we'll come back again next week with a different service. So until then, this is Kali.
And this is Deepthi signing off for today.